This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, it's a look at some of the big moves on Tuesday's WHL Trade Deadline Day. We'll have more with Regina Pats GM John Paddock on a big swap with Red Deer. And Prince George Cougars GM Todd Harkins weighs in on his handful of moves as well. Reid Gardner is back in the WHL. We'll hear from the overage forward who's now joined the Kelowna Rockets after his rights were traded by Prince Albert. Don Hay has reached another coaching milestone. More on that. And Lethbridge Hurricanes forward Tyler Wong has been named the WHL Player of the Month for December. He'll be our guest. First up, the big stars on WHL Trade Deadline Day turned out to be the Regina Pats and the Prince George Cougars. The biggest deal of the day. A Regina Pats Red Deer Rebels blockbuster, as the Pats added 18-year-old defenseman Josh Mahura, 18-year-old forward Jeff DeWitt, along with a conditional third-round pick from the Rebels in exchange for 18-year-old forward Lane Zablocki, 16-year-old D-man Dawson Bartow, along with a first-round pick in the 2017 WHL Bantam Draft, and a conditional first-round pick in either 2018 or 2019, as well as a conditional third-rounder in the 2020 WHL Bantam Draft. Pats head coach and GM John Paddock says Mahura, no doubt the centerpiece of the deal.
I feel we got one of the, I don't even know where to go with it, but one of the top 10 defensemen in the league, and next year, you know, he'll be one of the top 3 or 4 defensemen in the league. So being able to accomplish that for this year and for next year, you know, with him is obviously really important to what we hope can happen here.
It left no doubt the plans of the Regina Pats.
Do you want to go half into the pool or do you want to go right in? And we're clearly in a situation where we want to go all in, but in saying that, again, we've done it with having to look to next year, and we did that.
And Paddock knows Mahura and DeWitt came at a high price.
It's the price of doing business. I think there's been some high prices this year for overage players and other guys. I think this is a relatively high price, but in saying that, we have both these guys for a year and a half, and that's really big.
He also knows the window of opportunity in the WHL can close quickly.
These kind of years, like this year and the possibility of hosting, they don't come along very often, if at all, and so you got to try and take advantage of it.
The Prince George Cougars finalized their roster with two more trade deadline deals, adding Slovakian import Radovan Bondra from Vancouver and veteran forward Tanner Wisniewski from Spokane. Cougars GM Todd Harkins will move forward now with his new-look roster.
It's a long process. You know, it started back before Christmas with the Brendan Gulley deal, and then obviously during the holidays you're always talking to people and trying to shore some things up. And it's been a long couple weeks, but you know, it's, I'm glad it's over with, and we've got the pieces now, and now we've just got to get them together and get them practicing and start to become a team.
Bondra's price tag was 18-year-old import forward Bartek Bison, 16-year-old prospect Tyler Ho, and a third-round pick in the 2018 WHL Bantam Draft.
He's a big body that likes to shoot the puck and go to the hard areas, and you know, he loves to score, and that's something that we covet, you know, especially with our playmakers up front. We needed a big body to get to the blue paint and create some havoc on goaltenders, and that's what he's done for us, against us, for many years, and many games, so it's glad to have him on our side now moving forward.
It was Harkin's third trade deadline, and all have been a learning experience.
It's not an easy situation because, you know, everybody's trying to tell you how great their players are and what we need, and they try to be the GM of your team sometimes, and you have to kind of sift through that and find a hockey trade that makes sense for both teams. And I think when we look back at this and we try to identify our team now and what we have and our assets and moving forward, you know, we were able to make some decisions that we feel that helps our team this year, but hasn't really hurt us going forward.
The weekend leading up to the trade deadline, the Kelowna Rockets went out and acquired the rights to 20-year-old forward Reid Gardner from the Prince Albert Raiders. He scored 43 goals with the Raiders last season. He's been playing pro hockey in the American Hockey League, and voice of the Rockets, Regan Bartel, spoke with him.
Reid, first of all, just the fact that you're now a member of the Kelowna Rockets, we're excited to have you, but how excited are you?
I'm obviously very excited to come to one of the premier organizations here in the dub, so I'm very excited to play with my brother and learn from a new bunch of guys, so I'm excited to get going and I just want to get out there right now and start playing already.
Okay, so you were in the American Hockey League to start this season. Tell me about coming here to the WHL. Some would say, why would the guy playing pro hockey want to come back to the WHL? Explain to us what the motive is there.
I think one of the big ones was the spot here in Kelowna. I think that was kind of the mainstay was coming back to a good organization. Coming back to Kelowna was kind of a thing that was always in the back of my mind. So that was probably the biggest swinging point was the place of playing here. And leaving pro was tough. It was a tough decision on my behalf. But luckily I have a good support system with the family around me. And decision was easier than I thought.
Okay, so your brother Eric is traded from Regina to Kelowna. Did that even help the situation even more?
Yeah, obviously in a way. Eric being here and saying how good it was, and you know, he had nothing but good things to say about everybody here and the organization itself. So that's another thing that kind of helped me make my decision.
Okay, so in the American Hockey League, you saw some ice time. Was it a very limited role, or what did you see in that regard?
It's the ebbs and flows of pro hockey, I guess I've learned. Kind of becoming here and becoming a pro was what I wanted to do, and become a pro day to day. So it's the ebbs and flows of a season. Sometimes you were playing a lot, sometimes you weren't. I just kind of tried to be consistent every night and just tried to learn from a lot of the older guys who were there.
You're a proven goal scorer at this level. Is there pressure to light the lamp here?
Yeah, I think for the most part it's the pressure of putting on myself. I just want to play well every game, and even down to every shift, I want to be the best I can be. And I think there's pressure from outside distractions, but ultimately it comes down to how well I want to play and how well I need to play to help this team win.
And you're kind of gritty at times too, right? You won't take any crap. Not like you're going to go out there and, you know, fight everybody, but hey, you want to know what? If somebody's like giving you the gears, you got some bite.
Yeah, I want to stand up for myself and then do the best I can. Obviously, I'm not going to go looking for it or anything. So if somebody is kind of give it to me, I won't be afraid to kind of give it back to them if I can.
Yeah, good for you. You play with Nick Merkley and Kelvin Turcotte. Nick Merkley is a setup man. You're kind of a trigger man. Merkley had a lot of success with Rourke Scharche, who shot the puck a ton. Do you see that being a real nice combination, having Turcotte and Merkley with you?
Yeah, I think so. I think what Merkley brings is a lot of tenacity, and you know, like you said, he's a very good passer. So, and then Turcotte, I haven't really watched him play very much. From what I've heard, he's a big kid and moves well and shoots the puck too. So I think with Merck's passing out there and us just playing quick, I think we'll hopefully have some success.
Okay, so the number you're wearing in a Rocket uniform will be, is it 23?
23, yeah.
Okay, that's not 19, but I guess, hey, you know who wears number 19.
Yeah, he's got to sell him right out the World Junior, so can't take anything away from him.
Okay, hey, good luck tonight. Play well, and nice to see you in a Rocket uniform.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Kamloops Blazer head coach Don Hay became only the second coach in WHL history to reach the 700 win mark. Milestone victory came last weekend at home against the Kelowna Rockets. We discussed number 700 in the postgame show.
I purposely didn't ask you about it in the pregame show here because I know you're focused on, you know, the team and the team's goals and things like that. But let's get right into it. Number 700 here has got to feel pretty special tonight.
Well, you know what's special is it's out of the way. I think the sooner you get her done, you know, the people move on. And I think that's what I'd really like to see. You know, as I told the players, it is special. You know, I don't think you start coaching to reach milestones. You just start coaching because you love it. And, you know, you enjoy coming to the rink every day. And I think, over all the years, I've really enjoyed coming to the rink, especially right now when it's kind of probably the tail end of my coaching career. And, you know, you have to have good players. You have to have good support staff, people that you work with, and assistant coaches and general managers. And, you know, I've been with some good organizations, and you know, I've had all that. So it's nice to get it here in Kamloops because that's where the first one started.
Congratulations again on number 700. And hopefully we're sitting up here talking about 800 here in a couple of years.
That would be good. Thanks a lot, John. Right.
Ken Hodge, the longtime coach of the Portland Winterhawks, has the most career coaching wins in the WHL at 742. Meanwhile, Spokane Chiefs head coach Don Knockbauer is third all-time, entering the weekend just 18 wins shy of 700 at 682.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hoosier Warrior forward Braden Burke is not only the WHL Player of the Week, but the CHL choice as well. Burke picked up 12 points, 5 goals, and 7 assists in 4 games to help the Warriors go a perfect 4-0. WHL Player of the Month for December, Tyler Wong of the Lethbridge Hurricanes. He put up some big numbers to lead the team. Wong joined Dustin Forbes.
Tyler, what an honor for you, December Player of the Month in the WHL. What does that mean for you?
Well, it's the first time I've won it, so it's a huge honor for me. I guess it just goes to show how well the team's been playing as a group. We've been playing a lot of good hockey lately, and we'll look to keep that going in 2017. But, you know, a lot of credit to my line mates. They've been finding me, and they've been bearing chances. So, you know, it's a lot of credit goes to them.
What's changed for you? Early on, you were producing, but maybe not as much as you would like. Lately, you've just been on a tear.
I think it's simplifying my game. At the start of the year, I was trying to do a little bit too much myself and trying gripping the stick a little bit too tight. You know, you get a little bit of ahead of yourself and making plans and, you know, looking at the stats and stuff, and you kind of let things get to your head. So I think now we're just focusing on one game at a time. And as cliche as it sounds, you know, you just got to take it one shift. We're focused about that one shift. And I think that our line's been doing that. And, you know, we've had a couple rough periods, and then we'll come back and get two or three in a period. So it's that resilience and that be able to face adversity and be able to come out on top is what's been huge for us.
You mentioned your line mates, Giorgio Estefan, who you've played with for about 3 years now. Colton Croker slide in on that left side. How's the chemistry?
Oh, it's awesome. I think that Croker's a good fit with me and Giorgio. He's a passer, and he can finish too, but he definitely looks for the pass first. And I think me and George are both kind of shooters, so it's a good combination for us to be able to do that. And I think we all move the puck a lot, so I think it's a good fit right now.
You've played with Giorgio for the most part over the last 3 seasons. Just what does that help when you play with the same guy so often?
Well, you know each other's tendencies. Like, I've played with Giorgio so much that when he gets the puck, I kind of know what his thought processing is and what he's going to do with it. And, you know, he's a great player, and he's improved a lot since we first started playing together. And I think we've grown together, and it's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun playing with him. We've scored a lot of goals together, and hopefully continue that.
The team's been playing a lot better as of late. What's been working? It seems like everybody's contributing right now.
You know, I think we've really become a team lately. I think that mid-November, I think things kind of clicked for us. You know, everyone kind of bought in. We kind of quit worrying about the off-ice stuff, quit worrying about all the little distractions here and there. We just focus on playing hockey, and I think that everyone's been kind of pulling their weight and been able to kind of just focus on themselves and play their games. And, you know, it's worked for us, and that's what you need to do come playoff time. And especially down this stretch run here, we got to put up some wins. And if people can keep pulling their weight and doing their thing, we'll continue our success.
Things maybe have changed. The expectations have changed a little bit with the recent run. What's the goal now as you look toward the end of the season?
To win our division. That's our number one goal, is to be able to catch Medicine Hat. And, you know, they had a great start, but, you know, I think that we can catch them, and we just need to keep putting up wins and not worry about anything else.
Lastly for you, you are an overage player. It's your last year in the WHL. There's a lot of young guys on this team. How important is it for you to kind of tutor and mentor the young guys in your last year?
It's pretty important, I think. I think as one of the three 20-year-olds, you're looked upon as a leadership role, and obviously being here a long time, it kind of gives you a little perspective on the league, and learned a few things throughout my career here, and it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, there's been a lot of ups and downs and a lot of learning curves that I've had to go through, but, you know, whatever I can do to help the younger players, the 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds, to help them be able to learn a little bit faster than I did. Because, you know, if I had the same mindset I did now as when I was 16, I think I'd be a lot better off. So I think that if I can pass a little bit of anything on to them, it's pretty huge.
Tyler, congratulations on the honor of being named December Player of the Month in the WHL. Keep it going.
Thanks, Forbesy.
And that's the show. Want to say thanks to all the colleagues around the league that helped out. Phil Andrews, Dan O'Connor, Regan Bartel, and Dustin Forbes. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.